If you have ever looked at a cost segregation report and wondered where the numbers come from, why one asset gets a 5-year life and another gets 15 years, the answer traces back to one document. It is called Revenue Procedure 8756. It is the IRS's official table of MAC RS class lives and recovery periods, and it is the backbone of every cost segregation study done today. Let me explain how it works. When Congress put MAC RS into law in 1986, it set the general recovery periods in the statute: 5 years, 7 years, 15 years, 27 and a half years, 39 years. But the statute also gave the IRS authority to assign specific asset types to specific class lives. Revenue Procedure 8756 is where the IRS did that assignment. The procedure lays out asset classes. Each class covers a category of property. Asset class 00.3 covers land improvements. These are things like paving, parking lots, landscaping, and fencing. That class has a 15-year general depreciation system recovery period. If your property has land improvements, 15 years is the number, and it comes from this class. Other classes cover information systems, automobiles, trucks, and property used in specific industries. Some are very broad, some are narrow. When an asset fits into a named class, that class's recovery period applies. What if an asset does not fit any named class? Then it defaults to the recovery period set by statute under Section 168 of the Tax Code. For most non-residential real property that has no specific class, that default is 39 years. That is the baseline, and it is what all the faster classes are competing against. This is where cost segregation comes in. A cost segregation study is, at its core, an exercise in matching assets to their correct class under this procedure. The building shell, the load-bearing walls, the roof structure, the exterior skin, those are 39-year structural components. They have no faster class. But land improvements around the building are 15 years. Certain equipment, furniture, and specialty installations are 5 or 7 years. If those assets have been lumped into the 39-year bucket by default, they have been misclassified. The study finds them, ties them to their proper class, and moves them to the correct recovery period. Revenue Procedure 8756 is the authority that makes that reclassification defensible. When an examiner reviews the study, she looks at each classification and asks, does this asset belong in the class the study assigned it to? The study's answer needs to point back to this table. This is why a good study documents every reclassified asset in detail. The description, the function, the physical characteristics, and the specific class it belongs to under this procedure. The documentation is not extra work. It is proof. Revenue Procedure 8756 was later modified by Revenue Procedure 8822, and certain pieces of it have been updated over the years, but the core structure has been in place since 1987. It is the map that every cost segregation analyst follows, and it is the same map the IRS uses when they check the work. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets were mapped to their MAC RS classes, review the classification schedules in your report.